When living in regional Western Australia, it can be hard for women to keep up with long-term job sustainability, but a new workshop is helping to improve this. The Career Ready in the Regions workshop are a collaboration between Curtin University, the Rural, Regional and Remote Women's Network of WA, and the Federal Government's National Careers Institute. And the workshops aim to provide skills and information to enhance regional women's short and long-term sustainability. To tell us more about the workshops, we're joined by Professor Julia Richardson, head of Curtin's School of Management and Marketing. Thanks for joining me on the record this morning.
You are welcome. Good morning.
So tell us about the Career Ready in the Regions workshop. They support women living in regional WA with their careers. Where did the idea come from?
Yeah, well, the idea really came as a result of a collaboration initially between Curtin University and the Triple R Network. And we were really looking at how could we best support women with regard to their career aspirations. And we're really talking here about women from all walks of life. We're not just talking about women who've been to university or had some kind of higher education. We're talking about women in a general sense. So we're welcoming women from many different walks of life. You know, those people who have perhaps been to finished high school, then gone straight into the workforce, but those perhaps may have done a cert here or even a degree. And what we were finding that women were particularly struggling with regard to their career sustainability. They'd been out of the workforce and then they wanted to get back into the workforce. So we were kind of scratching our heads and saying, how can we draw on our expertise and our knowledge of these communities to support women more fully?
So could you just explain to our listeners what career sustainability is?
Sure, yeah. So career sustainability, it really has two basic components to it. So the first one is what we would call employability. So employability really means, do you have the work skills and the knowledge and the expertise, the sort of can-do to make yourself employable in the market? In other words, do you have the skill sets that you can sell, for want of a better word, to the job market? So that's the employability piece. Now, the other piece, which is extremely important, is the workability piece. So the workability piece, yes, you could be, you know, working every hour of the day, but then you're going to become exhausted. Plus, of course, many of us will have other roles and responsibilities. We might be caring for children, or we might have elder care, or we may be caring for another family member. We may also even have our own hobbies that we like to pursue to, you know, to ensure that we do have that life balance. So really these workshops are focusing on those two components, and we really get women to think about what is it that they want. We get them to look back, where have they been in their careers, did they enjoy it, were there some things that perhaps they didn't quite enjoy as much. Then we get them to look at the present, where are they now, and then we get them to think about their own futures. And it's very much about taking charge of their own futures in terms of where do they want to go, where do they want to be in the future, and what skills and competencies do they need in order to develop that kind of future very much for themselves.
And the workshops are facilitated by experts across universities, industries, local community groups. Can you tell us a little bit more about what will be involved in the workshops?
Absolutely. So the workshops are a two-day workshop. There's a little bit of pre-work involved if you have the time to do it. So the pre-work, really, we're trying to get to know more about you, and you're writing about what your career aspirations are. Nothing too intense, certainly nothing too academic. Just letting us know a little bit about you. So that's a little bit of pre-work for those who have the time to do it. Then the actual workshops themselves, they run over 2 days, and they're facilitated by myself, my colleague, Associate Professor Jane Coffey, and then Hannah Wilkinson, who is the director of our unit called the Student Engagement Team. So Jane, Hannah and myself will be working directly with women over these 2 days. And also what we include a networking event that's usually on the first evening. And it's networking in the sense of we're drawing in community and industry leaders in the particular region where we are to facilitate that collaboration, perhaps identifying opportunities. And certainly we did a a workshop just recently in Kalgoorlie. We had a huge turnout from wonderful industry partners, and we're already identifying opportunities with the women that we were working with there.
It sounds like the whole workshop experience is a very personal and tailored experience for women who attend.
Oh, it very much so. My goodness, yes. You know, we had a wonderful time. Jane, Hannah and myself, we left with a huge spring in our steps. We had some really open, frank conversations. We were learning from each other throughout. We had many women actually who started the workshops wondering what they were going to do, thinking about their futures, not being altogether certain. And they left with a very clear plan, very much taking ownership of where they would like to develop their careers. And, you know, money is important. Of course it is. But what we were learning, and this research shows this very clearly, for many of us, it's not simply about money. It's also about having that individual and professional fulfillment. Some of the women that we were speaking with, they're actually running their own small businesses. Other women have been working with large companies or smaller companies, and they're thinking, you know what, I'd like to do something a bit different. Or I'd like to stay with the same company, with the same employer, still working with my own business, but I'd like to do something a bit different. How can I do that?
You're listening to On the Record. We're joined by Professor Julia Richardson, and we're discussing the Career Ready in the Regions workshop. So for what are the challenges when it comes to long-term career sustainability in regional areas?
Well, I mean, there are lots of different challenges, but by the same token, there are many opportunities. So we know, for example, there's a much smaller choice of opportunities. For example, in many regions, if there's a high dependence, let's say, on the agricultural sector, or there's a high dependence on the resource sector, then it's a question, well, if I don't want to be in agriculture, if I don't want to be in resources, what opportunities are there available to me? So I certainly think we have to work together perhaps a bit harder to identify different diverse sources of opportunities. And the other thing that we need to do as well, we have to start thinking, well, it may well be, for example, that I could pursue my career, but virtually. And in fact, one of the participants that we had in the workshop, that was exactly how she was pursuing her career. So she was working with colleagues who weren't actually located within driving distance for her. And we were looking at, well, how can she build her career? How can she do things differently, but continue pursuing a career virtually?
Yeah, that's something I was going to mention. Over the last few years, we have seen a growing flexibility when it comes to working and with employers and workplaces. So it must make it a little bit easier for people who are regional to be able to expand their businesses or be able to work in a field that they've been passionate about.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right there. So it's a case of you don't have to be geographically in the same place in order to pursue a particular career. So that's one of the things that we do explore. Now, another really important thing that we know has a direct impact on women in the Triple R communities is with regard to availability of childcare, for example. So it may well be that if women are taking primary responsibility for childcare or elder care or whatever, then their availability in the workforce may be somewhat limited. So the question is, okay, how can we develop or structure our careers to incorporate that in all important caring responsibility, but also perhaps taking advantage of other opportunities more locally. So, for example, we were exploring with one of the women we were working with. She's doing a huge amount of voluntary work. And so then we were looking at, well, okay, she's got lots of experience in voluntary work. And then it becomes a question, well, now that her children are older, they can get themselves off to school much more easily. Okay, so now how can she ensure that the skills she's developed through the voluntary work are transferable to the paid labour market? So it's a question of looking at the skills and experiences and competences you've got. How can I best use them? And we do know very clearly, not all women and not all men, but we do, research does suggest that women are often more likely to actually underestimate the skills and competencies they've got, and that can often have a detrimental impact on their level of self-esteem and confidence and their willingness to go out there into the market and say, look, I've got these skills and competencies. You know, I could actually make a significant contribution to your organization. So they're the kind of things that we're exploring in these workshops.
So why is it important that women in regional WA have access to important workshops such as this one?
Well, really, I mean, it makes sense at lots of different levels. Of course, it makes much more sense at an individual level so that they can maximize their skills, their knowledge, you know, and fulfill their own individual aspirations. But we also know that it's going to have a very positive impact on family dynamics with their children, with their partners, and so forth. So there's at the individual level, there's the family level, but also broader than that, at the community level and the societal level, how problematic is it? You know, if you've got half of the population of a RRR community unable to find gainful employment to fulfill their professional and personal aspirations. So really, it's in everybody's interest to provide this access to all women in RRR communities. And again, it's not just women who've been to university. It's all women. And we were really delighted with our Kalgoorlie group, you know, that not all the participants had been to university. Not all of them were in the workforce at the time of the workshop. So it's great to have that kind of diversity, you know, those really deep conversations with our participants.
You're from your Kalgoorlie workshops that you ran not that long ago. What was the feedback like at the end of the 2 days?
Oh, my goodness, it was fabulous. It was fabulous. You know, we left, I think, for Jane, Hannah and myself, we left and our only feeling was, how soon can we come back here? We had a terrific time. We had some tears on the first day. You know, it was, for many people, it's their first time opportunity to actually say, well, what do I want for my life? What do I want for my career? And the stories that we heard were absolutely fabulous. And the stories of the challenges, but you know what? The stories of the successes as well. And seeing those women coming together and supporting each other. And then certainly when we left, on the day that we left Kalgoorlie, they'd already created a network for themselves and they'd already organised a further get-together to support each other. So it was just fabulous.
It's great that the first few workshops have had such a great response from the local community. And I know there's plenty more workshops to come. But at the end of all these workshops, are there plans in the making to expand it further?
Oh, yes, certainly. I mean, obviously, we've got this fabulous funding, this grant funding, which has really been a starter for us. But we certainly hope to continue that in the future. We'd probably be looking for much larger funding, I think, to continue the workshops. And also, we've already got a LinkedIn page and so on, and to continue what we're calling a community of practice. So that the women, so it's not just about us sort of flying in and flying out and showing women how to do it. It's about the women taking ownership for themselves. And then us dipping in as and when we can to provide that further support and ideally with much more funding.
Well, thank you so much, Professor Julia Richardson, for joining me on the show and telling us all about these fantastic workshops that you and the team are running.
So you are most welcome. You know what? Honestly, it's been the highlight for me to be able to work with these terrific women, and we're so excited at the future workshops.
Well, I absolutely look forward to possibly in the future getting back in touch and seeing how they're going in the next year or so.
Let's do that. Watch this space.
Thank you very much. That was Professor Julia Richardson, head of the Curtin School of Management and Marketing, telling us all about the fantastic Career Ready in the Regions workshop and how it will support women living in regional WA with their long-term and short-term career sustainability.